Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name's Armand Sheffy, your host, aka Pastor Fury, and I get the pleasure of being the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this nightly podcast, we take a look at a passage or two from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Genesis 35 and 36, Mark 6, Job 2, and Romans 6. Romans 6, y'all. Paul goes in. He presses further in on the need for us to be holy. He gives us two metaphors, both of which are worthy of further meditation. As I reminded us yesterday, the difference in our transformation, while is absolutely a miracle work of God every time, is often worked in us as we meditate on His truth and consider its implications carefully. So let us employ that today as we look at these metaphors of death and slavery. Have you ever said or heard someone say, "You are dead to me"? It's usually in a great moment of pain, often to someone who's really relationally close to you before. It's them basically saying, "Hey, we're done. This relationship is over. I will treat you like you no longer live." While that is a totally unbiblical way to respond to another person, that is exactly the relation Paul is saying that believers have and should live out toward sin. When we become alive to God and find our living and being in Him, we must have that dead to me talk with our sin. That is repentance at its core. Looking at our sin and saying, "It's over, get out. I don't want you anymore. You are dead to me." Like, those are powerful and not oft heard words from an abused spouse, but common at the end of painful relationships. The way those hurting folks feel in those moments is the way we need to feel about our sin. But how many of you know that sometimes people start to think about their ex, especially when they come around sweet talking? Maybe you're at a moment of weakness and they're apologizing and promise to never hurt you again. In those moments, we must remember that Jesus' death and our faith in Him severed that old relationship. The chains of that enslavement were broken. We are dead to sin, and sin must be dead to us. We cannot be living and loving our sin and alive in Christ at the same time. We must be dead to one and alive to the other. Paul told us just that in verse 11. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't make mistakes or get lured into sin and slip and fall. Or in previous metaphor, that we don't forgetfully answer the phone or make the mistake of engaging with that ex. But it does mean that we don't date the ex. We recognize the error and remember our life in God as we turn away from and close the door on that ex again. That X, yes, is our sin. We were crucified with Christ, or as in Romans says, baptized into His death. In that death, the chains of our former enslavement to sin were broken. Sin is no longer our master. It's often like an old addiction that we must break free from. You don't joyfully play around with an addiction. You don't say yes to it on occasion, but you walk away from it so you can be free, and you determine to never return. This is the only way to never be its slave again. But Paul takes the metaphor even further and says, not only that, but you now are chaining yourself to the giver of life and His righteousness instead. He reminds us that slavery to sin bore us no fruit but death. And in verse 22, he says, "But now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life." So, hey, maybe we should rename our network the Righteously Shackled Network. Nah, it doesn't have a ring to it. But the truth remains, a life alive in and tied to God is a life with the best chains. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is you and the work that Jesus did on the cross that gives us the opportunity to be free. As we repent and trust in you, those chains for our sin are broken, and we are now tied to you and alive in you. We thank you for life, and we vow that you are going to always be our master, and we will continue to pursue a life with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment, especially if you're new and you haven't checked out the reading plan. You can see it there. I want y'all to be reading along and not just listening. Subscribe, rate, and share, and I'll see you all back here tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.